Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A torrent of water burst through a massive dam on the river separating Russian and Ukrainian forces in southern Ukraine on Tuesday, flooding a swath of the war zone. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Footage released by Ukraine's emergency services on Tuesday shows rescue workers motorboating through a flooded residential neighborhood in the Kherson region. The area was inundated after a massive dam holding back a reservoir was destroyed, sending a deluge downstream into a war zone and forcing villagers to flee. Meanwhile, the humanitarian toll is expected to be severe, displacing even more civilians in a conflict that, according to the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, has already sent 8 million refugees into Europe and internally displaced another 5 million inside Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. America's top military officer says the fighting in Ukraine has increased, but he's warning against reading too much into each day's operations. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In an AP interview in Normandy, where he marked D-Day's 79th anniversary, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley said there will be days with a lot of fighting and others with very little.
So this will be a back-and-forth fight for a considerable length of time.
Milley says it's up to Ukraine to announce when its long-awaited counteroffensive against Russia starts.
It's our estimation that the Ukrainian military is well-prepared for whatever they do.
After the U.S. and allies flowed billions of dollars in training and weapons to Kyiv over the winter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Religious groups in the U.S. are working to feed and house South American migrants who were flown to the state of California's capital under allegedly false pretenses.